This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Former Kentucky FFA President George Pettit from Caldwell County says the lessons he learned from the FFA have taken him far in life. Pettit says one of the most important lessons is communicating with others.
It gives you the ability to communicate. If you will really put your heart and soul into FFA, you will learn how to communicate, not only on a one-on-one basis, but also in front of people, more than one.
Pettit says the second lesson is learning to complete a task.
You start it, you finish it. Doesn't matter whether you're in a speaking contest, a parliamentary procedure, whatever that they have available. That's what it does. It teaches you to complete a task, and that's the foundation of character, is starting a task and then completing it.
He was pleased to see ladies join the FFA ranks in 1969.
When I was in FFA, we didn't have the girls. And today they've got, you know, both boys and girls, and it's a great thing.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Ethanol is the lowest cost component in gasoline today. E15 uses ethanol up to 15% blends. The Biden administration has announced E15 will be available to retailers uninterrupted this summer. This provides Americans financial relief at the pump, strengthens our energy security, cuts down on greenhouse gas emissions, and reduces tailpipe pollution. E15 can be used in most gasoline-powered cars from 2001 or newer. Stay in the loop. Follow Commonwealth Agri Energy on Facebook.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Caldwell County and George Pettit says he was proud to serve on the National Pork Producers Council during a critical time in the organization.
We had a tremendous amount of debates going on in the country about human nutrition, that the red meat was not good for you and white meat was good for you, and that chicken and fish were white meat.
He said a discussion with a friend from Bardstown led to the branding of pork.
Getting a meeting up in Des Moines, I said, I don't know why we don't call pork the other white meat, because it's cooked, it turns white. I said, it'll get the consumer to look at us and take us, change the perception of pork, and it did. It worked. It worked big time.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass, and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.